Darwinism is so weak, and I want to end it here. Who has ever seen these stickers when they go down the road? Very common. Yeah, Matt and Josh has seen them. I've seen them all the time. Look, anybody that puts a Darwin fish on their car, that person might as well just tell me, I have not actually looked into Darwin at all. Darwin could not even get a job. You're putting a sticker of a guy that could not even get a job. His dad had to get him a job. He was such a failure in life, an unpaid job as a comforter for a ship captain as they're floating about near the Galapagos. What a joke. This is the man that they say is so scientific. They have a statue of Darwin. Oh, so amazing. I got to see the Darwin statue. Oh, really? Darwin said, and I quote, "Often a cold shudder has run through me, and I've asked myself whether I've devoted myself to a fantasy." Charles Darwin was afraid that he was living in a fantasy. You know, Brother Parsons, if I got up here and I said, "No, Will, it's been great giving this message here tonight, but I'm afraid I'm living in a fantasy," would you trust anything that I'm saying? No. So when Darwin says, "I'm afraid I'm living a fantasy," why in the world would you trust somebody like that? Why not trust somebody that said, "I'm the way, the truth, and the life"? Somebody who spoke with absolutes. Not somebody who says, "I'm afraid I'm living in a fantasy." Jesus didn't speak like that. He said, "I'm the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh unto the Father but by me." Jesus spoke in absolutes. Darwin said, "I'm afraid I'm living in a fantasy." Who are you going to trust, folks? Are you going to trust God, or are you going to trust man? Are you going to trust the man who couldn't get a job? The man who was a failure in life? The man who literally went onto a ship, landed on the Galapagos, saw a couple of finches, and concluded that finches and bananas were related just because finches speciated? Bill Nye says he's the number one discoverer in all of science. Darwin is. Oh, what a joke. Really? That's your number one discoverer, huh, Bill Nye? The man who said that he's afraid he's living in a fantasy.
Bear in mind that our next number one discoverer came across some things in nature that surprised him, and he tried to explain what he saw. It's not the story of a guy just trying to cause trouble. It's the story of the guy who made what you and I consider the number one discovery in science so far.